Winter Prom Planning Commission meeting, Wednesday, September 22nd at 6 p.m., 2021.
Okay. Let's get started, and I'll tell the leaders how to pledge allegiance, and then I'll actually offer the opening prayer. So.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Father in heaven, we're grateful that you need to gather here as a planning and building commission. We ask that thy spirit come here so we can be watched over, that we can have a sharp mind, be open to new ideas, and protect the town. At this time, we're grateful for the commission and the hard work that they do, and especially for Amanda and our mayor, and how hard they work on our benefit. We're grateful for this wonderful town that we live in, and ask that thou continue to bless us and the earth. We're grateful for all we have, especially the many blessings we enjoy. And ask these things in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Okay. So I think we're to the point where, Mike's good.
We've got to listen here right at the top of the agenda. And we have a buffer zone application. So I guess we're going to turn a little time over to you as far as help us understand where you're coming from.
I can show you what my thoughts are and what I've collected so far.
Okay.
And basically, you know what required.
You
have that?
Yeah, I
thought you wanted to color. I have that, yeah.
What is it? Are you on Ordway Soul?
Are
you where the name came from? Or is it for? I never knew. Is it F-O-R or
F-O-R?
So it's your name?
Yeah. Okay. No, it's a family, pretty much. Which is some of the original settlers in the north. And so that's where they, most of my family is at. I grew up in Aurora. And moved around a bit, landed back. I lived in Asheville for 8 years, moved to Jonathan, and then to
So, what are your ancestors?
What's crazy is,
it's crazy you live like this.
What it is crazy, because I actually grew up in Aurora and never really spent any time. I picked my pen, and one day, my wife was like, check it out, you know? Stood up and seen the sign, so we went up for the 9 north of there or anything about it, and seen the sign, I'm like, oh, that's cool, let's check it out. So, kind of fun.
Alright.
So, about a year ago, I bought the back piece, 6.2 acres from Lake Town, started looking at it, and she gave me this deed here that shows there's, and I think you guys may be aware of it, this was in 2006. This subject property was where lot one was owned by Ray Little Wilson. And so she gave a right away to Captain Medler, and also the guy that owns the piece to the west. And so it's not a public right of way, it's just a easement, an ingress and egress easement. So it's not a public right of way, and so I never really considered it a road. I would consider it more of a private right of way.
And where is it that you deeded that?
So, she gave an easement across this stretch right here for Captain to have access to this property, and this guy to have access to his property. So it's not, as far as I know, it's not a public access road. who applies to that?
Who is Mel Gage?
The way you open the people do it. So if you look at the deed, there is an easement on this property for access to this property and this property. But that's all it is. It's not a public.
So you also build on that deed?
No, I own both people. So that's what happened to me. So I bought this piece of property first. And then I looked at the town, and I'm like, I'd like to do something with this property. So he looked at that easement, and he said, well, you can improve that road, but there's not, because the county requires a 40-foot easement in order to build a proper road. They call it town D road. So it has to be a 40-foot easement and a 20-foot wide road. So he said, you're going to have to talk to this property owner and see if he'll give you, let me widen it out so we can make a proper road. So I told the same guys, and they didn't want to do that, they just wanted to sell. So in order to get decent access to this property, I ended up finding that property as well. So that's kind of where I'm at. So I look at the layout of this property and just kind of make sense of it. It kind of makes sense to me to put a road in on this side because I can't do it completely on this side. Because this is the only problem that I've had so far is if I bring a road in here, I bring a road down this way, and then I split it in that. Which in my mind makes this block less than that. Because then you basically have a road all the way around. So as I looked at it, I thought, this is not really a road, so if I was to build a house on this, I would just put up a side of the fence here, and then this would be like a corner block. So by building this road in here, it actually, in my mind, makes this block more than that. So that's kind of the thought that I've had so far, and I have talked with how Pickett feels this way, so same kind of what my plan was. We actually talked about fence lines and surveys. I've had it all surveyed. The fence line doesn't match the survey, so I'm
not worried taking care of the desk. So
yeah. I ended up giving up like 15 feet of property here to make this all work. And so that's kind of how I laid it out, was just trying to make the 5 feet more easy.
And for your lot one, it's in town limits, but 2, 3, 4, 5 are in town.
So that's exactly right. So this is zoned actually, this is owned by the county for half acre water. But I don't have city water, and so I would need to put the well water in each one of these blocks, which I do have the well water block. And that's why I made them so big, is I thought in order to make it work pretty well, first of all, I want to pay for a well for half a long.
Where would your well be?
You know what? I don't really know. There's lots of options. Talking to a few people that are on wells, there's well water, not too big a deal to get a well in the town. So I kind of thought that it might be good to put a well back in this corner or over somewhere in here. Because there is a requirement for businesses to pull the well instead. So that would have to be defined now as far as where you put the well and where the septic system is. So you can walk in and have a well. So there, you can do carry wells, so I'm thinking maybe one well of carry system is four
properties. So, if you're concerned with that number one well, maybe. Why do you choose to go in the way as far as being used and will be used a lot more in the future when it comes straight down into the lot? So you could be going all the way back down.
Yeah, you think you're down and shoot up there?
Yeah, that's true. That's the thing, putting the road there is going to make house keys not nearly as viable.
Hey, you did? I don't know. This is all about the Jacobson. It's the spirit of Jacobson.
Yeah.
And so, we're all about to put on the stretch down through here. And so, I own the stuff in the red, but I don't have access to the other.
So, when you get your right away, the same way here. I mean, at some point, if you want to build down here, you're going to have to come to you and get, you know, get more of the right way up there on the west end of the first lot.
You know,
I feel like we already invented the wheel down the road, and then you need access to that part.
I don't even know the guy.
Oh, yeah, talk to him.
I never even
know him. The problem might be, that's not in the city limits. Only a little bit of that red line that goes up there is the city limits, isn't it?
Yeah, this little piece from here to here is the city limits.
And it goes right at in fact, I don't know just exactly, because the city limits goes right behind those houses, the way I understand it.
My understanding on the city limits is this way.
That might be. Yeah. But I don't know, because I came in a long, long time ago. It's been Garth Beck, it's a long time ago. But line went right back behind down his house. And his wrecking yard, he got the byway. He weaseled through that. So that was the city limit. And I don't know just how that had to take a look at the map and see how that.
I do have a couple of spots.
How that is. But we're looking at land. The development is not in the county.
Yeah, so the plot, that's the city limit is there.
Yeah, okay.
And then it actually goes up right.
See, that's what, your development is outside of your lot against the Canyon Road. It's all out in the county.
Right, and so basically, what I'm asking for is that stretch through the city limits. I just need to build a road through the city limits.
I'm just speaking out loud here. I think we would, I don't want to put a wet blanket on, but I'm opposed to bringing in a cul-de-sac and so forth and houses the top part of the city limits. And wells are in town. I don't know what the ordinance reads on that, but I think that we would be delinquent in our responsibilities if we allow wells like that. We can't allow that. I don't know what the ordinance is on, and I don't like to throw money in this thing, but as far as I'm concerned, that grip, there's only one over at Graydon's Garden, and that was built before any of this came into being. And there's that well, and there might be one other one over here on the Hopkins place, but that was a long time ago. And we're on a very limited aquifer, so I'm just entirely opposed. Well, I think you have to take a long look at this, that I'm entirely opposed to allowing a subdivision, which would be the home on that kind of property, and providing access to it, because as soon as it happens, you're going to come back and the town is going to be asked to plow the roads and so forth. And you've got houses that are being serviced by the town that are not in the city limits. So there's not going to be any taxes, any municipal taxes on those homes. So I don't know. I don't like to So what blank on this right away, but I think we've got to take a long look at this thing. And I've always been opposed to for water connections outside the city limits. I think it's and I guess they allow it. I don't know just what it is now, but
we don't allow that.
And so the wells are, boy, we're limited on
how we can
where water is
over there. Yeah, Renee, my wife is geologist, and she said they had a lens of all the terrible waterfall.
What about the ocean? I'm pretty sure they are.
Yeah. You've got a whole area up
there.
There's
one up to
the ocean is not responsible on that.
No, not the ocean, but the houses that are up actually behind the ocean.
Yeah, that's the same.
Yeah, two wells, and there's two houses down in that. So I went down and called the water drain.
It's
beautiful.
I just think that we, at least, I wish Grant were here, but I think we've got to take a look at that because up on 4th East, that area, we still have problems up there. And they'll have to be eventually they'll be resolved, but I just don't know when houses are put close right next to the town, I think that they ought to be annexed. There ought to be roads that would be put in there and like the estates, their oil, urban gutters, the whole works. So when those houses come into the town, they're an asset. They're not a liability.
Yeah, that was my first reaction.
When we get homes over, and then the other thing is that we're not blessed with an overabundance of water. We've got to be looking at water development if we're going to continue to have homes. So anyway, I just hesitate on any of this.
I mean, we have been looking at the future and just the great plan of our town is and going into the future. And I don't really see this fitting into our new design very well. It's going to be an island within the framework that we're trying to design. Because we kind of have this sort of map already going down further into town where we have a good layout of the plan for development and growth. And we're trying to fix that now and work on getting everything in line for the future. And I still don't know if this is going to fix it further. The mayor's probably talk more about that. I mean, your new map, the new plan has been drawn up. I mean, how would that grid match up with this in the future?
Okay. So that's what the seaway is talking about, the grid plan.
So here's your lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's
right. So you have
the dashed line is represented somewhat close to the city limits on the direct water. But our plan was to have a roadway. This is not where that takes off.
I don't want to call it just a road.
The glass is great. The glass over the top of
it. Right.
The glass is at the street.
Something in the hall. Get it right out on the bridge. This is the point where that road goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And so somewhat close, this is just sort of hogs that I don't see right now. There's always going to be some adjustments in terms of old houses. Two things I look at is the process is we've got to have a concept. We've got two or three stages on the plan on development. Sometimes we need to jump the gun. And so we set a concept, then we find the concept, then we go from there. One idea I have is
to go down along the lower part. You might have been alone in that. In numerous times we have built buildings throughout the state, we have, the property owner has built half a road. And we certainly gathered that side of the road, put all the developments in, whatever they were, and then asphalt it halfway out. And then the city did not take the fact that you're San Diego, then the city would require the other half of the road to be built. That's one option. The other option I looked at is the roadway up in the middle of the block. It's been on the cul-de-sac, is out of our own alignment, but it also has unlimited road width of 50 feet and 60 feet for the collector road. So I think if you pull off, I couldn't find the dimension on that back side of that east side of that lot, but it looked like it was similar to the front, which is somewhere around 200 feet. If we take 50 feet off and multiply that by 200, that's 10,000 square feet. The lot size is 28,000 square feet. I think it's 4,600 to an acre. I believe what we have five then.
It's six.
Yeah. I just calculated out 28,000 square feet. Well, 10,000 square feet for the roadway, it reduces it below our ordinance size.
I think with the new survey and the quiet title work that's going on, it might have a lot of close to 7 acres.
Close to 7 acres? So there's not on one of the streets?
It's just the survey lot. So there is one of the issues that's going on. There's a gap between the county survey and the city survey. And so I do have quite a lot of information
now
for that.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of work with that. So that's why.
I do have that on my computer and I'll show you it.
I'd even like to approach the other people. If we feel like it's something we can annex, I would still like to just figure out how to get a roadway that could enter the window. That would be an option if we feel like we can do the water connection. But that would be a model kind of work to develop, but that's kind of my thing to be able to do as well. Yeah, I don't know if you guys hack it run the meeting. Any questions for me?
Thank you, Mayor. Thanks, bud.
Okay. From the town water office perspective, the spring that we're looking at including in town is the lower spring, and just off built in until the where the lower spring is. So I agree with the concern of having a well in that close to the spring. And you know, but the town's gonna grow, and this is just my personal opinion. I have no influence whatsoever. My personal feeling is that growth is okay as long as the impact can be mitigated. And so, for this, for example, with the well height, they could be turned over to the town, and if the property is annexed, and then then if the town will supply culinary water to them in exchange for the well site. But the majority of them just in town come from outdoor watering, which could be translated into irrigation shares. So my opinion, if somebody comes with culinary rice and or irrigation shares, that could offset the impact that those lots are, pretty low in town, as far as the water.
Yeah. I agree. Water rights and we should require when property is annexed into the town that irrigation water be provided. That to me it is enough. And there's no irrigation water here.
Zero here.
I have a quarter share that came with that property.
But what you want a quarter share is not adequate.
Right. That's what I do have the underground water. But that was my plan. I would be willing to buy some water, but you can't find it.
Right.
And so that's why I purchased the well water, because I could find it. And so that was my plan, is with the well, I can use underground water.
So here's what I need to do. The question I had with the town, when they have four proposed homes there, would they require a riser and fire hydrant off a well, had to? Because they caught fire, where are they going to plug it?
It's the same as where I live in Sherman, right? I live out in the town.
Uh-huh.
I have a well. So in order to build in the town, I would require to have the well functional with 1 inch of foot of water. So that
per lot?
Yes. Per house, 1 inch of feet. So I have 6 acres feet of water to build with this. And so that could be, as far as the town is required, there's more than enough water.
Yeah, the county requires 1 inch of foot of water if you don't have outdoor secondary for use, and then it was 0.45 acre feet if you did have outdoor water.
So now they require, if you have an acre foot, they basically distribute it as if it will cover the house or the third of an acre of irrigation.
But what does the town have? What is the town requirement on the size of the lot in the town?
It depends on how it's zoned. So like this is zoned for half acre lot.
So I guess that thing went on right there. So this would be a county subdivision.
This is all in the county.
And how is their requirement compared to our requirement for subdivision?
So this is all God's doing. So the people that I'm working with have done all this work to count that God's doing count for this.
Well, my house is different from ours.
Basically, they have a checklist, which I have, and you have to sign off a waiver for fire protection. You have to sign off fire and emergency services. You have to have the county road inspector come and check your road. So the road has to be engineered and checked by the county people and meet their specs. So all that would have to be done. And then the lot size is for the zone requirement. So this is easily within the county requirement.
But so that top page where the road is named city limits, the city will be required to maintain that road. So what is the city getting in order for them to put that road in? What are we getting? A liability.
Hold it.
And so the town requires 40 foot, right?
Yes, we require
40 foot. foot.
Yep.
So your front part of your road will be different size?
And that's, I guess that's why the hospital is. I'm, first of all, I'm not maintaining. This was cut. My plan was, my wife really liked lot 3, because that's what she would like to do. And we probably need to put a couple lots for my kids to sell them here right now. And then we might sell one or two, but I have some military and not in the basement. This is not a great thing to want to do.
So, would your personal prayer be that it was an accident?
It would be. I like the idea of
buying a lot of
city water. City water would be much better, in my opinion. And so that's why I'm here, and I don't want to fight an argumentation. I mean, it was, when I looked at the property and how it laid out, I really thought this was the best layout. I talked to Hal, we went through the property lines and made him agree on where it was going to be. I said, right now, I'm planning on going to the road back here to access these lots. He's like, I don't care. He says, I'm probably going to tear that house down. He wants to buy that property with two lots. He says, he required, his big thing was he wanted 205 feet frontage, so he had no problem with putting that in two lots. So that house plan, if he wants to belong to the house, is with two lots. And so I said, okay, it works for me. So Hal has no issue. So, the technical guy, I've never seen him then. I think he comes occasionally to the year, but not too often. And so, really, that was, that's my main point here.
Have you talked to Scott
Olive? No, I haven't. Basically, just way too expensive. So, yes, I was, and when I first bought this piece, I talked to Grant. And so I went to Grant and I said, hey, I really like to add it to this piece. And he said, the state has some requirements, you can't make it in or not. I said, cool, okay. So he went, I said, will you check it out? He said, sure. So he went to the town, he said, it's definitely annexable. But I don't know if the city council is interested in having the property right now. Okay, well, that sucks. So then I started looking through the access, and the county guy said, well, you got to improve your access. So that's what I ended up in this situation. And so I'm kind of fumbling my way through here, trying to figure this out. But part of the county's requirements are, because it's a city buffer zone. And so basically, they think county wants to check with you, make sure it fits within your plans. And so if you guys don't have plans to annex it, then the idea is you would sign these papers and I could go forward with the city council.
Okay, so
here's where we're at here. And Mike, you brought this. I think that our town needs a little bit of time with our planning and zoning to kind of mold some of this idea over. I know I'm going to look for a motion here a little bit later, but when we start talking about this buffer zone document, I mean, right now we're sitting there going, well, we don't have the water. I don't know what your plan is for power. There's no sewer. In fact, there's not even natural gas up there.
Right.
So, yeah. And so I guess I don't know how the planning zone is supposed to build about annexation right now, but we've got to sit down and see how that fits into the plan. And understand that for me, I have a hard time going,
drawing the way of the snow pile right there, and most of us, I don't know who's going to take care of the rest of it. Well, now, I don't understand that either, because like where I live, the cow is everything. So I'm not really used to a lot of that kind of service anyway, and so I wasn't really thinking when I originally did this, I figured the road was on my own, it was more like a driveway, so I lived in Axtell, they never found my road in Axtell, I live in Sherman, they don't find my road in Sherman, so I mean, I wasn't really thinking anything was different. But this person might over here, but, yeah.
And so those are just the things that I don't have to kind of take into consideration. So,
So
here's another thing that comes up in my mind is when we approved the estate over there, Kevin first, and all of the subdivision, and I know our long-term plan was we're not going to have another subdivision until after fall. We're not going to start detailing subdivisions all over the valley. It's like, that subdivision builds up, we have a need for another one, great. But right now, we're not even close to that.
And Mike, I can tell you right now, it has been a genuine year with water.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
And so we're talking about, okay, we've got to have a well. I just about guarantee you, as soon as you put in that application, you're going to just see that thing.
I hope.
And then it's going to turn into a legal what have you. And even if we do can establish, if that were to happen, we have to say, okay, we have to provide that water. And they go, I know they're going to keep the show, but that means say, we're going to need water this year. And we're going to put more houses on this system when we had to go to this extremely tier-based water system just in your home. And so that's where things get tricky for our town.
Yeah, all those lots over there have water.
And I gave that to
the irrigation one, yeah. So, and that's what I'm meaning, that's what we look at as long-term, is just like water is the issue. And in the valley, we only have so much water, and they're not going to bring in tons of fruit from there.
I get the whole lot, so I really do.
Yeah, we do.
But that's the whole thing, is one of my lessons. So if I have the property, if nothing else, I want to be able to use it for myself. So, I mean, why wouldn't, if I own the water, why wouldn't I put a well in there, even put livestock or irrigated or whatever? I mean, why wouldn't I? And so, that's my thing, is that I don't think I'm doing it. So I'm interested in working with you guys, however, I'm serious, I don't know. You know, it is in the county, and I would love to see an annex if that's possible, for sure. But I can only do it with
it.
So that's the other option. Is I would not love to build into one house and then turn it into a brand deck, I guess, you know. And that's option, but I need more water to do that, you know. So in my view, long term, unless I can trade it for irrigation water or something, in my view, a well is my best option at this point. If I want to build, that's totally doable, right? The way I understand it, I could build a house a lot more easily to use the property with that one. That's totally a beautiful thing. That's what I thought.
As long as we're meeting the size requirements, we don't have.
Yeah, just on the side.
Yeah, there's plenty of funding. I think the funding thing is
good.
So I guess with the information that we have now,
we need a motion for a recommendation of council.
It's approved and not a proper zone application. Okay. So, you said that very well.
Yeah.
So, looking for a motion to either approve or deny the buffer application from Mr. Forbush here. And so, how do I phrase that? Either looking to approve it or deny it.
Someone wants to make that motion.
Okay.
And then we have to vote.
Okay.
As a recommendation that the council approve it. Or a recommendation that the council deny it.
Okay, so I'll say it like that. For a recommendation for the council to approve my buffer zone application here.
I see.
Okay, so we need a vote.
Wait a minute, yeah. What? The voting to approve it?
You can deny it.
Recommend approval.
Recommend approval.
By the council. The commission can't approve it. The council has to approve it.
Are you not understanding that? But
okay.
I just make a motion that we table that thing for further discussion as a zoning committee, and then we'll make a recommendation.
I didn't do that.
All in favor?
Aye.
So, question. So, table then, how do I keep the ball rolling? How do I keep, what do I do next?
Well, that basic reason is rinse it down and discuss this and how it fits into the grid system and the whole future of interstate. I mean, when we make a decision, we gotta make it for the entire town for, you know, 20 years down the road. So this will all factor into the big equation that we're gonna look at for the future, and you know, we'll keep you up to speed.
So how do I get involved?
Yeah, I'll contact you if they schedule more meetings. They can't meet without any public, so they'll do their.
Honestly, I just need time to think about how they're going to fit in the grid and water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where my mind is going. Now,
so, and I'm not trying to put any pressure. I'm not very committed to the process, so I just want to know how do I keep up with it and how I evolve.
So I will contact you just as soon as they let me know they're ready for the next meeting. And then that would be.
And if there's any other information, they're like, no, I've talked to these landowners. We could actually follow this road. We've worked out a deal.
Yeah,
maybe so,
involved,
we'll
let us know.
Yeah,
that's your
question. I mean, what would you guys want to be able to go forward? Is that
your thinking? Well, I don't think you need to do. I mean, you've done a great job. You have everything in line, and you've done a great job. And I think we're just kind of back on our heels as far as the water and the well and 6.6 grid system and how it's going to fit into that. And so we kind of need to explore that and look into those areas so we have more information for making decisions. You've done a great job as far as what you need to do at this point, and it all makes sense. And I think going in place with this and looking at the options for that room place.
What is this?
Go ahead, mate. Just one thing on your mind. You need to vote on your first motion.
Who made the first
motion? Oh, yeah, I got a motion in a second.
Oh, yeah.
On the record.
I already got the motion.
So, that was the guy.
We need a second.
The Harris guy, talked to Mr. Harris as well. So he talked to me, he knows the piece just south of me.
And
he
ran it.
Yeah, and so he went over to the east.
There you go.
And so he would also be interested in annexing that property. And so in my mind, that would be better than that would be true.
Yeah. You see, that's what we need to look at as far as the here's your home, The thing is with that road, though, I mean, that used to be nothing more than an irrigation line.
Yeah.
Jack and Allen, and now it's a road. I mean, just in the matter of 5 years, it's been progressed to that level. So, you know, I did time with the major road into that area for development. And so, why not what that means for this whole project is a long-term access instead of, you know, putting band-aids on it for now. I'd like to see, you know, involve other people like the Dickinsons. Green water options are as far as actually putting the road in.
What if you're not interested at all?
Well, then we regroup and look at other options. But
you can say we explore that. He's not interested. I know Charles Barrett is going to close the council without the internet.
Yeah.
If I don't develop a single family on the property.
Yeah.
So it would be nice if we just put you in on a larger plan.
Yeah, that's
you know, just great. You know, that'll work for everybody. And so that, I think that's what will take our time.
Sir, what was your name?
Okay, what's up?
Hi, Matt.
Okay. Glad you mentioned.
Are you leaving?
Yeah, I had a... If you need to share anything, you're absolutely welcome to right now.
Well, I said maybe that.
Yeah. Don't go where you're at.
Oh, no. Hey, don't be mad.
Are you here to listen, or do you have to do it?
This is the first campaign.
Oh. Okay, well, welcome.
And it's a pandemic, whatever they want to call it. I mean, there's been a lot of changes and a lot of things happening, so I thought I'd say to you, just be in open meetings and see what's going on.
There you go, Dad.
Bring back up and be available if you want to, and I appreciate you still back here with
me. You come back and
do that, Dad.
I'm sorry, bring some business.
You come back.
Well, yeah, I think the people, you know, that I'm trying to...
Honestly, Mike, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to drive up to your property. And I'm just going to drive up to your and figure this out and using the free information we have. We want to work with people, and we own your property, and we have certain rights to that, and yet we want to make sure it all goes to the... Like I said, it is...
We want you happy in 20 years is what you want us to
all. Nice.
You know, and if we wrestle sometimes we don't get what we need to do.
Yeah.
So that's the only issue.
And I'm really not in a hurry. I don't know how to expect going forward and all that.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that.
But yeah, I know I can try and talk back to this guy and see what his thinking is. If that is more the direction that you guys want to
speak. It's one of those things I think we should explore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happened there in the future when other problems occurred. Because it would end up saving you some ground there.
It has, because the length of the road is longer than
But also, it eliminates one of the roads on that first piece, you know. If you're out of our roads, it would be nice.
If
that west road is a major freeway, then I mean, it's going to be some traffic, and, you know, we're going to have traffic in and out of the tolls out there. So, it'd be nice if we kind of, you know, join the two and find one plan that would suit, you know, those purposes.
Thank you, Mike.
We're not going to say what to forget about it.
Yeah. No, I mean,
we just imagine you can contact,
you know, she won't let us know. And any time you call the town and we'll see where we're at.
Okay.
Have you ever spent the bulk of your time on a journey?
I've got more, I guess. I'm looking at this as a long-term project for me, more of a consumption of the great picture. So if that's kind of what you're looking for, then I know what to
do.
Do you all anticipate maybe wanting to discuss it with the council at that next meeting?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great, though. Because I know certain members of the council and say, okay, what happens when this report really dies and all these people want to be part of the town? They want to have a road stand. And they want to have access to certain facilities.
Yeah.
We built it here, but we didn't build it not there. We can't even put an ambulance around down here.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or we can get a fire truck.
Yeah.
Well, it's the...
the intent of the county is to provide that, is to provide the making road big enough for a fire truck to come down.
Mm-hmm.
And then, were you looking to pave that road? Not right now. I was thinking that it would be a gravel road.
Be really move forward with building the town, there's a lot of settlement as far as
real estate, certain
effects,
you know, all
of that.
You guys follow the
that's
the whole thing, is I have to follow the county.
Yeah.
The only thing, I mean, I have to work with you guys to do the buffer zone,
yeah.
But I also have the county, fire marshal.
So is this not one not part of your subdivision?
It's not.
Oh, that's not good enough. It's kind of like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
And my subdivision is part of the down part for that.
So lot one is basically what it is. Nothing changes. It's a city building lot, actually. The subdivision is actually
just before
lot. Before
lot. I'm guessing there's more litigation with that lot.
According to the
lot, So the council then meets on the second Wednesday of the month again. So if there is interested in coming to that,
certainly could as well, and we can serve on
the council
again there. Second one, too. At 7. No, that's not going to be helpful. Oh,
Dennis
will be good.
No, nothing
until the middle of November.
You sound like
Dennis. When you said,
he said he was in no
rush. That's a dumb impression. I'm the baby mom. Well, I'm the one on the music. I'm the best on the He went out and bring us up, and we got
home. There we all do. Okay, so are you ready for me to move into the next leg of the meeting?
Yes, I'm all up there.
Okay. Mike, you're welcome to stay. We'll reconvene with more information. Yes, yes. Okay.
I love it.
Thank you all for all the work you did.
Yeah,
I appreciate you.
Yeah,
knowledgeable, you know, there's a name that really helps.
Okay, so we're down on line 2. Committee, well, request for buffer. No, I'm down on number 3 now. And Dave, business can just deal with some.
Yeah.
Back in June, Amanda, is that correct?
Yeah.
Sorry,
so,
what don't
you? We have it in June, and we asked to talk with the 6 counties regional planner to make a suggestion that this town pass an ordinance prohibiting any building in the subcommon area. We kind of left that out there, hanging, so I've been trying to get the ball going back on it. So in your package, we've got that email from Zach Revit.
Yeah.
Kind of highlighted a little section there where he recommends what he was recommending. Our current ordinance that we have in place, critically felt, I have read it here, but the town has a good ordinance in place for it. It would require that special permit that talks about, he also cites the quote code on it, and I guess this flood zone map was kind of good at had at our last council meeting a realtor for Jason Hansen come, and he asked for a copy of our flood zone map. He's trying to get that parcel between the park and the highway sold for Jason, and they expressed that, you know, that's not necessarily where the town wants to see development, because it's in a flood zone.
Yeah.
But
I know Gunnison has had a lot of problems
with
their little valley spot down there. They've had to put pumps and sumps and pumps and run 24 hours a day. Luckily not this year, but
yeah, and so I'm
kind of
figured.
Well, just talking out loud here, I really like the idea of protecting people and property, especially when you move into an area, you buy a home, and the next thing you realize,
Yeah.
Well, I think too, I mean, the older folks here, we've been there and done it. I mean, we've seen the flood zone, we've experienced that whole process.
You know where the water is.
We know where the water runs, and now I get it, you know. It's just the, you know, we always talk about, you know, 100 year floods, 200 year floods, or avalanche, or whatever you want to say is going to happen. And, you know, it's still wide in my mind, you know, what the zone is, and the way it is, and the potential, and so, you know.
Yeah. So this is a map from FEMA.
That's a little different.
Right.
anyway, all of these zones, all these squares in town are FEMA and Zone 8, which has those higher requirements. That's the 20 feet above the flood.
As far as I really understand, if you want to build some structures on your farm ground that it's currently sitting on, but developing homes and floodplains, which you have to really have to take a look at it. And where if it hasn't been studied, like Derek mentioned, we just don't want to put people at risk.
Well, if you do it with one, you'll do it with another.
Right.
Because,
like
I say, after it gets sold, person
in that home is going to come back to the city, just like
we have
in the
town. Yeah, person that sold, you know, that home, whether they come to the flood or the cost of it, is they're complaining to the city. They're not complaining back to the developer.
No,
because
they got their money in the
loan. Yeah. That'll be the next key. Yeah, so there's, so we'll go into reclamation for 10 months. We leave it as is. If we go into reclamation from the original plan, I would just sound
like we
could pass an ordinance.
So, I guess I'm looking for recommendation to pass an ordinance for a flood zone for the council. So, who wants to make that recommendation? Is there one?
I'll make the recommendation. Just walk the zone here, but there simply is no building in the flood zone.
And restrict development in the floodplain?
What's that?
Restrict development in the floodplain.
Restrict development in the floodplain.
My question, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Second from Dennis. Let's take a vote on that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Vote is unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With that being said, is there any other comments? Any other things we need to cover?
Well,
one thing.
I will. I walk the same path every day. By the way, climb through. Thank you for honoring those vows. I hope the time will consider me on the Anyway, is there any lot to sell over there by Oracle Cottage Pit?
So my question is, so what's Bryce doing up here by the
cemetery?
I
know I've had some inquiries.
Oh, I talked to Terry, and he's just leveling it out. He's listening to everything of Bill Mann, that he's leveling it out from the time he said
it. Somebody mentioned that they heard stories here.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
I haven't heard a word on that. But what about on the other side of the road? You know,
the east. Yeah, the survey on the road. Yeah, along the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's pretty much on both sides of the road.
He's just been over there with equipment.
Couldn't fence down that road. I thought we'd offer him like a place up in our industrial park.
Yeah, that is part of the industrial park.
What's open?
I do what
you said. You know, just offer him to there.
I guess, Doug, I don't know, but I do know that there's a ditch line that runs across there, and I know that's an access to some of the sources, but I don't know if that's been.
Well, that's a private ditch.
Yeah.
And it goes with that, the Hanson property there.
Yeah.
And so they use it as when there's
certain levels of water.
When there's excess water going down the creek, then they can use that. It's a high water right.
Yeah.
That they use that ditch for, but. It's I don't know.
I've seen some dirt moving around that.
Yeah, I had a call over. But this deal, I've got to go up there and take a look at it myself. But is this deal with Bryce, is that development in the city limits there?
No,
because we've been approached 3 times about somebody putting a house there and then getting water. Maybe about that three minutes and we deny all three
of them.
Okay. Yeah. And
I've been doing that, come on.
We've been approached for the same thing. We don't get a lot of water there, we said we have a plan, but we want to be married.
So is that teaching our industrial park?
Yeah.
So is this that teaching an area up behind? I mean, yeah. I didn't realize we had that.
Kind of that area,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's beautiful.
That's a little considered.
Yeah.
I don't know. He has other fences down there. I can't see you move the fences, but.
Yeah, the fences down there, yeah.
Yeah, when I first started, I thought it was put a stream line in or something, you know, and the fence came down and survey pick came up and then all of a sudden on the other side of the road and I'm like, somebody can you turn the road here and you can leave the road?
And I got that last
don't care what you're doing. You don't want to be part of it.
So it was happening
with
I'll bring the wrong, all that kind of stuff.